Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, if you need to, get into bed earlier and wake up earlier so that you don't have to rush. Some of your best times can be laying there quiet in the morning before you get out of bed and just fellowshipping with God. Because every morning we praise the Lord. Right? And you just lay there. You don't have to start asking 900 things or asking just to begin to praise the Lord. You don't even have to make a lot of noise. But just lay there and praise the Lord and be quiet before the Lord and be cognizant and aware of your spirit. How many remember the scripture said, be still and know that I am God. And that's how you get things. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And you'll find that God will give you songs in the night. You know, somebody said, well, I'm not a good singer. What difference does that make? Everybody can sing. Everybody's supposed to sing. Like we've said, not everybody's supposed to record. Not everybody should be given a mic on a platform. But everybody can sing, and you're supposed to. God will give you songs in the night. And at midnight, you can sing and give praise to the Lord. In Psalm 119, well, where are you? Back up to 35 then, for proximity's sake. Psalm 35. So when are we supposed to praise the Lord? Every morning. When's another time? Every evening. When's another time? At midnight. Now this is not my yours idea. This is scripture, right? Scripture. When it's appropriate to praise the Lord, when we should praise the Lord. Now in Psalm 35 and verse 27. Psalm 35:27. Says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually. Let them say it when?
Continually.
Is that all the time? Yeah. Say this all the time. That doesn't mean every breath you're saying it. But what does it mean? You don't just go weeks and months and don't say it. Right? It's something you say all the time. What do you say? Let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in my prosperity. Huh? That's something you ought to say all the time. What? Oh, it blesses God to bless me. God is pleased with me being rich. God is pleased with the prosperity of his servant, and I am. Right? Say it out loud. Let the Lord be magnified.
Lord,
who takes pleasure,
in our
prosperity.
Magnify the Lord.
Who is pleased
with us prospering.
Glory.
Amen.
Say it all the time, he said.
Yeah.
See, there are all different ways you can say it. You can get in your truck and shut the door and go, man, God's pleased with me being blessed.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I magnify you, Lord, for blessing me and prospering me.
Amen.
You ought to especially say it every time you see a bill.
Yes.
Yes.
Every time you make a payment on something that ain't paid off yet.
Yes.
Hmm? Every time something comes up, you say, Lord, I thank you. I'm so glad that you take pleasure in prospering me so that I'll pay this thing off and never have payments on that again.
Amen.
Right? Thank you, Lord, for bringing me out. Thank you that it pleases you. You take pleasure in prospering me. Right? And what's the next verse say? And my tongue, and joins it together. So you're talking about how he's pleased with your prosperity. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and your praise all the day long. All, when should you praise the Lord? Let's review. Now, let's quote now. Every morning. And when else should you praise the Lord? When the sun goes down. Right? Every evening. And when else? At midnight, you should praise the Lord. And when else? All day long. Now, at about this juncture, the enemy will tell you, oh, now you can't do that. No, now you're not going to praise the Lord all day long. I mean, what I'm talking about. Now the enemy is saying, now that's just, you know, that's, I don't know what that is, but that ain't reality, because you got to go to work, you got to do stuff and talk on the phone, and you got to eat, and you ain't, how are you going to praise the Lord all day long? Whoa, whoa, stop. Did the Lord say this?
Yes, sir.
Did he know whether you could do it or not?
Yes.
Then no matter what it looks or feels like, you just have to believe him. If he said praise him all day long, then you know I can. If you hadn't got it figured out yet, that still doesn't mean it's not true.
Amen. Right?
That's right. I was ministering to someone a number of years ago that had been in and out of mental institutions for decades and just had all horrible problems. Their life had just been wrecked with all so many different things. And they were there for ministry, and I was talking to them and ministering to them. And the Lord led me to go back to Joshua and share with them the passage, you know, God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night.
Yeah.
And I begin to say that, and this person just said what a lot of people think. They said, you can't do that. You can't, what do you mean? You're going to meditate, think on the word of the Lord night and day, and keep the word of the Lord in your mouth night and day. They said, you can't do that. I said, well, I didn't write this.
Amen.
Right? I didn't say this. It's not my idea.
Yeah.
And he didn't say, try it. I know it's hard. You probably can't do it, but try it and do the best you can. That's not in there.
No.
Right? What did he say?
Do it.
This book of the law. Now we have the New Testament, got the whole Bible. The Bible, the word of God, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it night and day. Right? And the Lord quickened me while I was talking to him, because he looked at me in exasperation and said, you can't do that. That's, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm going to think on the word of God night and day. I can't do that. And the Lord dealt with me and said, they're already thinking about something night and day, and that's why they've been in the mental institution.
That's right.
Because they have not been thinking about the word of God. They've been thinking about fear and terror and tragedy and death, and it's brought confusion, right, and darkness. See, people don't realize it's not a matter can you think on something night and day. You are thinking on something night and day. You're thinking about something, right? The Lord's just saying, don't think about all that other stuff. Think about what I told you. And talk about what I told you. And one of the easiest ways to do that is in the flow of praise. How many understand you can be thinking on his word and quoting his word while praising simultaneously?
Yeah.
Lord, I praise you that you said you'd supply all my needs. Right? Thank you, Lord, that you said that you're my healer. You heal all my diseases. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that by your stripes I'm healed. Thank you. I praise you for that.
Amen.
What if you talked about that all the time? All the time.
Hallelujah.
Instead of, I don't understand what's wrong. What's wrong? Why ain't this working? I don't understand. Well, now you're not talking about the word anymore.
That's right.
You're talking about your ignorance.
Right?
Yes. You're talking about your darkness. Well, I don't understand. Why is this way? Why hadn't this happened? And why is this? And I don't know. Well, see, now you're off the word. You're not doing what he told you to do. What you got to do? You got to get back to what? Thank you, Lord. You told me. Right? And I'm not moved by what I see or what I don't see or how I feel or how I don't feel. This is what I talk in the morning. This is what I talk when the sun goes down. This is what I talk at midnight. This is what I talk all day long. And I'm just praising the Lord for it. Is this the key to victory? Because it's what the Lord told him. If you do this, then you'll make your way prosperous and you will have good success. That's what we're looking for. Everybody's looking for good success. and prosperity.
Yeah.
So when do we praise the Lord? Every morning. Every evening. In the middle of the night. All day long. Well, let's sew it up. Back up to verse 34, Psalm 34, excuse me, our text that we started out on. And let's just, because it tells us. Somebody said, well, I already got your point, Brother Keith. I got it 30 minutes ago. Now you ain't got it yet. Because it ain't about taking notes tonight.
Amen.
It all means nothing unless when you hear the rooster crow in the morning, or whatever it is, alarm clock or whatever, when your eyes open, unless you open your mouth and go, praise God. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you for this day. This is a good day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You're so good to me. What you got planned for me today? I know it's good. We're going to have a good day today, Lord. I don't care what the devil said or what any unbelieving or crazy folks say, you and I. Right? Victory is mine. Then you can go ahead and throw your feet out and put your slippers on and go, victory is mine. Victory is mine. That's better than griping, isn't it? That's better than hitting an alarm clock and go, oh, God. God. Man, I got in the bed late last night. Oh, boy, I'd like to just stay right here. And I got to go to work today. Oh, yeah, and I got to deal with Sister Difficult today. And Brother Problem. Oh, man. Well, see, you're starting off without grace. You're starting off with your eyes and your mouth on the problem, right? Faith comes by you're not hearing anything that brings faith, right? You're focused and unaware of God and aware of the problem. See, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but see, this is not just for God's benefit only, right? This is for our benefit, and this is the way victory works. This is the way you live in faith. I mean, you know, there's been so much talk about faith and living by faith. And I tell you, one of the simplest ways to be a faith man or woman and operate in faith all day and all night is by simply praising God all the time. Faith gives thanks. Faith is a praiser.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me